540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Message from the United Auto Workers Union to car makers in Detroit.
The big three can afford to immediately give us our fair share.
Union president promising a targeted walkout if negotiations break down today. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
As they near tonight's midnight deadline, UAW President Sean Fain will lay out which plants they will strike first. That, he says, allows the union to ratchet up the pressure and ratchet it up as little or as much as they need.
An all-out strike is still a possibility. We're keeping all of our options open.
Fain says talks are making progress, but they remain far from an agreement. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
In Rhode Island, warning sirens in Providence before a tornado swept through parts of the state. Eileen Rose lives in Gloucester.
The sky got really dark and the wind started to blow ferociously. The trees were blowing back and forth. Branches were flying everywhere.
There's a tropical storm watch from Watch Hill to Stonington, Maine, with Hurricane Lee threatening to make landfall along the New England coast or in eastern Canada this weekend. In Libya, the mayor of eastern Derna expects the death toll to reach 20,000 after heavy rain burst two dams Sunday, unleashing flooding that swept away large portions of the city. At least 5,000 people are confirmed dead, at least 10,000 still missing. Search crews have put out an urgent plea for more body bags. A federal judge has ruled again the Obama-era DACA program is illegal. UCLA laws Ahilan Arulan and Anthem.
There's a very, very good chance the administration would seek review in the Supreme Court unless Congress acts to pass legislation to provide lawful status to DACA holders, which is quite unlikely.
76-year-old Utah Senator Mitt Romney says he will not run for another term.
Frankly, it's time for a new generation of leaders. They're the ones that need to make the decisions that will shape the world they will be living in.
Republicans challenging Joe Biden and Donald Trump to follow his lead. Update on a luxury cruise ship carrying more than 200 passengers that's been stuck in the waters off Greenland since Monday. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Three attempts to free the MV Ocean Explorer have failed. The ship ran aground above the Arctic Circle. A fisheries vessel has been attempting to pull it free at high tide. The State Department says there are a number of U.S. citizens aboard, and the U.S. is in close contact with Greenland and Denmark. A larger inspection vessel should reach the site tomorrow, but weather has slowed it down.
Several passengers have contracted COVID. This is CBS News.
At Staples, school savings are always in session. From art supplies and essentials to the latest tech, in stock and priced low. School on, save on at your local Staples store.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee.
From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a serial strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Welcome back to the second hour of Up North News Radio for this Thursday, September 14th. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here as well to help me go through what all the national days are here today. It's National School Picture Day. Makes
Why?
Sense.
Why now?
I don't know.
They do school pictures before school starts now.
Yeah.
But in my experience.
This is National Coloring Day, National Gobstopper Day, which I never understood why somebody would, you know, those jawbreaker candies. Not for me at all. It is National Cream-Filled Donut Day.
Oh.
Yeah, leave it alone. It's National it's National Hoagie Day, which I've never heard anybody call it a hoagie around here. It's a sub, right?
Yeah, that's an East Coast thing.
It's a sandwich. And then these two seem to go hand in hand and then transition into hometown health. Today is National Are You Okay Day, and today is National Sober Day. And Kristen, I think that's a nice coincidence as you put together this week's hometown health segment.
Yeah, well, this is National Recovery Month. Mm-hmm. So we are celebrating people in recovery who have been able to overcome their problems with substance use disorder, with alcoholism. You know, so many people suffer from these issues, and they're all so closely related to mental health problems. So recognizing that this is prevalent and it's rising, incidence is rising across the country, and, you know, supporting each other, not judging each other and helping each other out is the foundation of how we heal together.
So we are going to have a radio personality from another station in the Fox Valley on to talk about the way that he chooses to share his battles with depression as a way of helping other people understand the necessity of talking out what's bringing you down as being kind of a first step toward lifting you up, which is why anybody that watches the video feed of this show sees that Kristen's official title for the show is OBGYN and Chief Morale Officer, because we know we can unload on her anytime.
We joke around that, yeah, that it's not gynecologist, it's gynecologist.
Yeah.
There's so much of that.
Yep.
So, you know, we tend to think in the medical world that it's all about getting that test and getting that pill, but really our emotions and the psychology of it and our relationships, all of that contributes to our own personal physical health. You can't discount it.
Yeah. Can I tell you a story? I'm you know, usually the only stories I can tell from, you know, my wife, who's an OBGYN, is they have to be extremely long ago stories. And this is extremely long ago, very early in her career. And so we're still kind of young, and you can still be surprised by things. And she said, yeah, I had a lady who didn't have any issues whatsoever, had no health concerns whatsoever. I said, well, why was she there? Well, she knew about doctor-patient confidentiality, and she had to tell somebody about the affair she was having. So she just came in and told me, because her visit's covered by insurance. I thought, well, of all the things that she picked her gynecologist to talk to about this, I mean, which might have been appropriate for all we know, you know?
That's great. Safe sex.
That's right.
Preventing pregnancy.
Yes.
Also, maybe some relationship counseling. There are lots of opportunities there.
Could all be there. If anybody noticed, yes, I don't have the Up North News mug. It's stuck in the dishwasher. So the Roy Kent mug is out today, my spirit animal from Ted Lasso. I can't remember. You're on the Ted Lasso bandwagon or haven't seen it yet?
I loved it.
Okay, good. Okay, very good. I did not check current temps around the state yet. It says it's 43 here in Lake Wissota, but some places getting below freezing. It's that time of year. I mentioned, was it yesterday? The first time that I'd worn... I finally bought a pair of, you know, those sweatpants that are supposed to look like jeans.
I don't know that.
Oh, no. Okay. That's apparently one of the fashion things now is, you know, that there's these sweatpants that are lit a little bit more rugged, but they're not quite, you know, jeans, but they kind of look like jeans. And the existential crisis I was going through about whether can I really go out in public in these things or not. And I did go get the mail down at the post office, but you know, with the my shirt wasn't long enough to quite cover the drawstring, and so you kind of feel like you're outed at that point, you know.
Well, my question for you is, does it go with a plaid shirt?
No, I had to have a different shirt entirely. For the plaid shirt, I've got to put on jeans, and my last really comfy pair of jeans just ripped. I finally blew them out from overuse. And so I've got a relatively newer pair, not really broken in, and they're baggier. And I don't normally buy baggy jeans, but it reminds me of that age old quandary. Why can't everybody just make something to one size? Why can't a medium be a medium? You know, why can't a size 8 be a size 8 all the time? You know, And goodness knows, I'm going to announce my waist size. Could we keep that consistent too? Okay, it might be me. Maybe I'm not the one who's had the consistent waist size. But so now I've got these baggy jeans, which I didn't mean to buy them that way.
Can I make a recommendation that you jump outside of your typical pattern and take a look at some of the new jeans that are out there, because they really have changed. Like, these are not the Levi's of old that were stiff and uncomfortable.
Oh,
they have a lot of the Sears
Roebuck tough skin jeans that we used to get for first day of school. Yes. It was like if sandpaper could be stitched together into jeans. I don't miss that one bit.
But you don't have to do that anymore because we have better fabrics that are actually really comfortable.
Fine. All right. Kristen takes Pat clothes shopping one of these days. It'll be a special remote broadcast. All right. We're going to unpack the news when we come back, get into what Mitt Romney has had to say now that he has announced that he's going to not run for re-election to the U.S. Senate. And he's dishing hard, including about Ron Johnson. So we'll do all that before Hometown Health at the bottom of the hour. Wherever you're listening across the state of Wisconsin this morning, when you're here, you're up north. We'll be right back.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
But we're coming to a town near you, all across the state of Wisconsin.
Mike and Dom kicking it all off in Wausau this Thursday starting at 4 p.m. Live from Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, 1230 AM, 98.9 FM.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I don't have any reason. It just seems like some days you should play your favorite song. So that's why you're getting a little bit of Deacon Blues. Miami beat the Brewers 2-0 last night. The Brewers were shut out for the 11th time this season. The series concludes this afternoon with a 1-10 start. Adrian Hauser on the mound. Before we get to Jennifer, Mary puts up a comment on Facebook. Slim stretchy, I assume we're talking about jeans here. Slim stretchy, Chelsea boots, and a shirt untucked. Does she mean her favorite, or is that for me?
I'm thinking probably not you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely not the slim jeans type. That's, nobody should have to see that. And from Mary, she is a total fan of Scooby-Doo. Scooby, oh no, look what Mary just followed up with. You, look it up. So apparently I'm supposed to look at Chelsea boots as a thing to wear?
I just showed you. I looked it up.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're okay. Well, I've got that to shoot for. Maybe this is a good time to go to weather, because Jennifer Wojcicki's been holding on so patiently as we get set for. It's been a very chilly morning, gorgeous day, but then things look a little bit shaky after that. So Jennifer's going to have all the details for us. Jennifer, good morning.
There's a lot happening here this week. It looks like a warm front will begin to push through the state today. Sunny skies across the board with highs warming into the mid to low 70s from Wausau down to Madison. Upper 70s expected for western Wisconsin and cooler closer towards Lake Michigan with highs around the upper 60s. By Friday, sunny skies for the southern and eastern half of the state with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Cloud cover developing around Richland Center, lingering around about the upper 70s. Then a chance for some showers, maybe some thunderstorms for central and west central Wisconsin tomorrow with highs in the mid to low 70s as a cold front begins to push through those areas. For the weekend, sunny skies expected for both Saturday and Sunday around Amory and Baldwin over towards central Wisconsin, highs in the mid-60s to low 70s. A little bit all over the place for everyone else, though. A slight chance for showers and storms both days this weekend for Milwaukee, highs around 70 degrees. Waukesha over to Richland Center, a chance for rain and storms on Saturday, but then sunny on Sunday with highs in the mid to low 70s, which is relatively average for this time of the year.
All right, Jennifer, thanks so much. Hope you have a great day.
You too.
There's Jennifer Wojcicki from Weatherology bringing us her forecast, as she does this time every weekday morning here on Up North News Radio. There is a couple of quick notes here before we get to the Mitt Romney article. One is a note out of Wausau about how today at 2:30, Mayor Katie Rosenberg, I think members 1 and 2 of her fan club are probably right here by the microphones.
Yeah, girl.
Yes. Yeah.
Woot, woot.
Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg and Marathon County Supervisor John Robinson, I'm also in his fan club, will gather with local clean energy advocates for a news conference to highlight how historic federal climate and clean energy investments are going to support Wausau's ambitious municipal energy plan and move city government operations to more secure and 100% clean energy by 2050. We've talked about this with Melissa Baldoff every week on our Climate Check segment, that it is local officials like Katie Rosenberg and John Robinson who are going to get more done from a climate perspective than some state and federal officials. They get the problem and they get how to target resources to address it in their corner of the world.
This is really exciting in a community the size of Wausau to have a vision like this. But it all comes down to leadership, doesn't it, Pat?
It always does. And that's where, again, the Wausau area is very lucky to have both of those individuals. And we were at Up North News given a first sneak peek at a new ad that is going to start running I believe after 8 o'clock this morning from the Biden-Harris re-election campaign, and we're going to have a write-up on it over at upnorthnewswi.com coming up right after the end of the show, featuring Kyla Engelkio, Milwaukee mom and cement mason, talking about all the jobs that have been created by the bipartisan infrastructure law and the rest of President Biden's legislative agenda. I think we'll play the ad tomorrow when we have a little bit more time, but she mentions in the ad that all the road builders are insanely busy right now. If someone comes in wanting or needing a job, we've got them. And she says to have a president like Joe Biden that's fighting for good jobs, that's huge. And this is all just to underscore that the Biden-Harris campaign is running a 16-week, $25 million advertising campaign targeting Wisconsin and other battleground states. So again, for anybody in Wisconsin that thinks they, you know, why should they vote? It doesn't matter. You have value. You have more value than you could possibly know as a voter in 2024.
It's hard sometimes, I think, because you don't get that immediate return on your vote. We're so used to that instant gratification. But, you know, we've been trying to build a bridge in south of De Pere for, I don't know, decades. And finally, because of this infrastructure bill, we are going to be able to make that happen. So this is a game changer in northeastern Wisconsin and obviously throughout the state.
All right, so now let's get over to the Mitt Romney biography excerpt. It's in the Atlantic Monthly. I've been able to click on it for free a couple of times here, so hopefully there's free links out there and you won't necessarily have to subscribe. But McKay Coppins is working on it. The forthcoming biography is called Romney, A Reckoning. And the title of the article here is What Mitt Romney Saw in the Senate. And again, I saw... lots of posts about it by political reporters. And I thought, well, that's enough. And I saw the reference to Ron Johnson that I'll get to in a second here. But I saw enough different excerpts that I thought I should take a look at this. And yeah, really couldn't put it down. It is the story of somebody who is an old school public servant, an old school mainline Republican, and somebody who took seriously his role, not just as a senator, but during the Trump impeachment trials as a juror, going back and reading the Federalist Papers about impeachment, weighing all of the evidence. And he was shocked, and he might be the only one, but he was shocked at how his fellow Republican senators just treated it all like a political game rather than did Donald Trump do something serious that warranted removal from office. And he seemed to be the only one on that side doing his duty.
He has a long history of not just public service, but remember, he was a linchpin in the Salt Lake City Olympics.
That's how everybody got to know him. And he was so good. He was so good at that.
Because he's all about community building, and he does it in a different way than the way that I would do it. But that's okay. There are lots of different ways to approach it. But, you know, everything that you just said, Pat, I mean, he tries to get the job done. He spent his entire career trying to do good and bring people together and generate revenue and do all that stuff that a leader should do. And the party has just lost its way.
Oh, without a doubt. And he talks about how when he first came to the Senate, he came there as very publicly somebody that was skeptical of Trump, not quite a critic yet. And he thought that he could maybe be the leader for Republicans to essentially dismiss Trump and say, look, we're going to do some of the things you want, but we're not going to go along with some of these things that are eccentric or almost mafia-like. And Romney thought he was going to lead that contingent. And he quickly found out that everybody would whisper to him, oh, I'm glad you spoke up. I'm glad you spoke up. But they didn't have the testicular fortitude to speak up themselves. And they just let themselves get turned into the party of Trump.
And we've seen it over and over again.
Oh, yeah. So a couple of quick excerpts here. Romney talks about a big old 1931 map on his wall that charts the rise and fall of the world's most powerful civilizations through 4,000 years of human history. You know, the Egyptian Empire reigned for 900 years before it was overtaken by the Assyrians, the Persians, the Romans, the Mongolians, the Turks. Each civilization had its turn and eventually collapsed in on itself. Maybe the falls were inevitable, But what struck Romney most about the map was how thoroughly it was dominated by tyrants of some kind. Pharaohs, emperors, kaisers, kings. Romney says, a man gets some people around him and begins to oppress and dominate others. It's a testosterone-related phenomena, perhaps, I don't know, but in the history of the world, that's what happens. And as far as America's experiment in self-rule, he says it's fighting against human nature. Authoritarianism is like a gargoyle lurking over the cathedral, ready to pounce, and for the first time in his life, he isn't sure if the American cathedral will hold. And he's not the only one that thinks that.
He's not, but I have hope. And I feel that, you know, you mentioned testosterone a couple times in your previous comments. I think the more women we have in government, the more like of a calming effect we're going to see. And we saw that in Germany as they recovered from World War II.
This is where I normally put in the just to be difficult and funny. I say Margaret Thatcher sends her regards, but you're not entirely wrong here. Now, there are so many stories about people that, you know, he says that, you know, Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, you know, actually are not dumb. They're a couple of the smartest people, but are so craven just for power. And he can't respect them. He says there are other people who are, shall we say, not very bright. But at least,
let me guess.
but they have the courage of their convictions as opposed to people who are smart but are so politically cynical. So that's where he says, here's the excerpt, Romney drew a distinction between the Republican colleagues he viewed as sincerely crazy and those who were faking it for votes. He was open, for instance, to partnering with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. The conspiracy-spouting, climate-change-denying, anti-vax Trump disciple, because while he could be exasperating, once Romney told me, after listening to an extended lecture on Hunter Biden's Ukrainian business dealings, he blurted out, Ron, is there any conspiracy you don't believe? But you could at least count on his good faith. What Romney couldn't stomach any longer was associating himself with people who were cynically stoking distrust in democracy for selfish political reasons. I doubt I will ever work with Josh Hawley on anything, he told me. So he has more respect for Ron Johnson, who he sees as, quote, sincerely crazy, than some of these others. And it's not a ringing endorsement of Ron Johnson by any stretch.
Senator sincerely crazy. That's who's representing us right now.
Oh, without a doubt. Renee Pappelham chiming in. Renee, who's run before and maybe will run again, saying, yes, we do need more women leaders. Thank you, Renee, very much for that. We do get back to Romney does still have some optimism. And that's part of why he wanted to retire, was why he, you know, while he still had a little bit of it left. But he said he came to a point, he has saved so many things, and said he always meant to write his own autobiography, but now knows that that's not one of the things he wants to do with his, you know, remaining time. And so he turned over so many personal notes, journals, material to this biographer. And it's going to be, I mean, the article is an amazing tell-all. You can only wonder what the rest of the book is going to be. But as I looked at the reaction to it, and I would come back and put myself in this corner as well, I had a lot of respect for Mitt Romney prior to his presidential run in 2012. He was the one that made the decision to run a presidential campaign much further to the right than he is personally. And so when people like me were criticizing him, I was told, hey, wait, I thought you thought Mitt Romney was a good guy. Yeah, he is a good guy. But his campaign showed a presidency that would go much farther to the right than I think he really is. And so he's calling out people, but he knows he deserves to be called out himself for some of his own choices here. So there's our little excerpt about Mitt Romney and Ron Johnson. Hometown Health is coming up next. Green Bay Radio personality Huggy is standing by, and Kristen's going to have that coming up in just a bit. All about the need to take care of ourselves and seek out assistance wherever we can get it. Get by with a little help from our friends. We'll be back in just a bit. You're up north.
Your
your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. United Auto Workers threatening a targeted strike at midnight if contracts with the Big Three break down before midnight. CBS's Chris Van Cleve from Detroit.
The Auto Workers Union entered negotiations with Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis, seeking up to a 40% raise, a 32-hour work week, a return of pensions, and the reversing of concessions made during the Great Recession in 2008.
New Englanders batting down the hatches ahead of Hurricane Lee's possible landfall this weekend. This man owns a boat in Marshfield, Massachusetts.
I'd like to get another month out of the boat, but for this storm, it seems like you might as well just pull it in.
A likely tornado touched down in Rhode Island last night. The Kremlin confirms Vladimir Putin's accepted an invite from Kim Jong-un to visit North Korea. Russian officials say the two men gifted each other rifles during their meeting in Siberia this week. Another report says Kim's security detail disinfected the chair there before he'd sit on it. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and effect climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos. We should expect that stuff to be safe. Why does it make sense that corporations can poison the American people and we don't even know about it? Politically, there is a group who chooses to make sure that there are not enough dollars put into the Food and Drug Administration to check on these types of things.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how. Everybody's joking now.
Devek.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Back with Hometown Health, and Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us and has brought along a friend, and a friend who's had some fantastic messaging to his listeners in the Fox Valley on the radio there. Kristen, why don't you kick us off?
Yeah, so this is, the National Council for Mental Well-Being has declared that September is National Recovery Month, which is a time for us to raise our voices for recovery and deepen our understanding of it, and also celebrate the incredible gains made by so many people across the country, including our guest this morning. Anybody who knows anything about local Green Bay radio recognizes the name and the voice and the energy of Huggy. Welcome, Huggy.
What up, what up? Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
It's a
pleasure. This is something that Kristen obviously has very strong feelings about from the patients that she deals with every day. That, you know, look, we all have our bad days. We all have our troubles, but we also all go through cycles, some very worse than others.
Right.
And Huggy, in the short time that I've heard about you and have looked at some of the clips that you've put up there, I love that one of the themes is just talk this out. Don't leave things bottled up inside. That right. So if you know, Kristen, first note here is to say, you know, tell us about your own story. Well, I'd certainly love to see how you get there, but I wanted to center it in this whole notion of, you know, getting things out, talking yourself out,
right?
Talking things out is the best way to lift yourself up.
I think that not enough people talk about what they are going through at any given moment. And I think if with this platform that I have currently, I think that the more and more I talk about recovery and mental health, it might open up some doors for other people to continuously talk about it, because there's this stigma around it that if you're an addict, you know, it takes 14 days to get over it. And it's a quick fix, but it's a disease, man. And the more and more we talk about both mental health and addiction, it just kind of opens up doors for other people to feel comfortable about talking about it.
And you do that so beautifully and in such a deeply personal way. You're on the radio on WIXX in Green Bay, which has a huge broadcast region.
Right.
And you're telling stories and sharing information that people get, like they really relate to what you're saying.
It's cool in like a market like this, because I was in Portland, and that's really where my addiction started. I probably started when I was younger, but every other radio station that I've tried to bring up mental health or addiction issues, it really just didn't resonate well, especially with the upper management. You know, out here at Midwest Communications and at WIXX, that sounded so professional to me. they're really open to just me talking about things that are going on in my life. And I truly think that by coming to Green Bay, I found my 100% most authentic self in able to just be able to talk about what's going on in my life and hoping to reach somebody else that wants to talk about it, if that makes any sense.
It does. Yeah. What are you hearing back from listeners? Because I'm sure that they are telling you what kind of a difference you have made in their lives.
It's way more positive than it is negative. Of course, we'll have some people that are like, stop with your sob story. My sob story isn't a sob story. It's supposed to help people, you know? But most of the people I do talk to are going through something and they're just scared to talk about it, or they didn't have anybody to help them push them forward to be able to talk about it. And it warms my heart, man. It also is kind of, it's, I want to be able to say the right things. You know, I want to be able to tell the homies of the show that everything's going to be okay and give them, you know, encouragement to move forward and talk about their problems and what they're going through, because we all got them things, you know, but all the messages have been really positive. And I'm a positive person. I love the positive energy coming from people, and I'm glad that they're receptive to it. And I'm happy to be here, just be able to spread that message, you know?
I feel in a way that this particular segment is a bit of a Venn diagram. And Kristen, you can tell me if I'm off the mark here, because we're talking about a couple of things here. We're talking about depression and mental health issues.
Right.
But we're also talking about substance use disorders, which commonly happen in young adults. And Kristen, you supplied this stat that about 16% of the people in the U.S. have a substance use disorder. Some people are in, you know, the one diagram of just a mental health depression concern. Others do have a substance issue. But as far as, you know, here we are in the middle saying essentially what in terms of, you know, your own mental health and recovery from these things.
I actually think this is something that goes hand in hand, because I was, I really didn't acknowledge it at first, you know, especially not the addiction part, the mental health part. And as a diagnosed bipolar and manic depressive, I was trying to mask and self-medicate with the substances that I was on. And it over time, it just kind of deteriorates your brand and takes a toll on you. But I do think they do go hand in hand for most people and sometimes. But I didn't even know what SUD meant when you put it on this paper. I was like, yo, what's suit? Suit sounds dope. But I do think they go hand in hand. And, you know, you shouldn't self-medicate. And that was my biggest problem was, you know, trying to tell myself that I can do this on my own without asking for help at all.
It doesn't solve the problem.
No, it doesn't.
You know, like if you don't solve the underlying problem, then you are going to continue to try to self-medicate and that is going to create an entirely different problem.
Right. It throws you into a spiral and, you know, eventually you just don't know what to do, you know, mm-hmm. and that's when they always say you got to admit that you have a problem. That's the scariest part about it. The scariest part for me was telling my dad. I did text my mom before and I was like, Mom, I have this problem. And you know, I got a different response than when I told my dad. And mm-hmm. when I told my dad that I was, you know, addicted, I think he already knew that clearly from all my videos at the time. And I probably was the only person that was doing cocaine that ended up getting chubby. I don't know why. Everybody's like, yo, it's the skinny drug. But no, dog, I was eating Wendy's every 5 days. And that was the only meal I was having. So,
Well, we all have our own different path, shall we say, and sometimes no. sometimes that path is through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
We brought up earlier up on the screen for folks watching the video feed here, the National Council for Mental Well-Being, and their address is thenationalcouncil.org. Kristen, you want to tell me why you shared that, and then we'll see what other resources Huggy might recommend?
You know, really, I shared it because that's the organization that created this month, that designated this month. So they have lots of different resources, lots of different pathways across the country, and it's a great place to start. But, you know, there are lots of places here within our individual organization or in our individual communities where we can turn for help. There are people, there are AA meetings, there are online meetings, there are so many places where we can connect with others who have walked this path. And I think that's why Huggy's voice is so unique, because he's willing to share his story outwardly and people can just kind of passively listen. And when they're ready, 94% of people don't seek treatment, by the way, because they don't think they have a problem or they're not ready. But when they hear a voice like Huggy on the radio and it's not threatening and it's just an invitation, then those resources are there. So that's why I shared that.
Okay. And you mentioned Huggy in one of the videos that you posted that it's not easy to find, you know, that licensed professional.
Right.
And this is not to take anything away from licensed professionals. They are the way they are for a reason, but that also means sometimes they're popular and busy. I think the point you were trying to make is, yes, there are professionals, but if you can't get to one, there's plenty of other ways to get things off your chest and to not just keep things to yourself.
Right. There's like Kristen was saying, I haven't really found any meetings out here. That's something that I was struggling with as far as being able to talk to people about it. I did find a really, really good group of people. There's two of them. There's Limitless Nutrition and Fitness. And I got to give a shout out to Orlando. Just going into this place with positive energy and talking to their families. And it's a nutrition bar. So it's a completely opposite than actually going to a bar. And it just feels like you can go in there and talk to these people, and they're not licensed professionals as far as talking about things, but it's good to find a group of people that are like-minded and want to be able to just have a conversation with you. There's another organization too. It's the Be the Light Walk Homies. We just had this suicide prevention, beautiful, beautiful walk last Saturday, and meeting those people, and you can reach out to them too. I know if you're looking for a meeting, Eric from Be the Light Walk is big into AA, but it's all really about just finding people. And I know there's some licensed there. Sarah's a licensed therapist. Cindy's a licensed therapist from the Be the Light Walk people. So if anybody watching this that needs a little bit of help and encouragement, you can reach out to me on social media at It's Me Huggy, and I'll pump you over to these positive people, because I'm still a year into being in Green Bay. So I'm still kind of looking around for the right groups of people to be able to pump people to, but the Be the Light Walk people are very, very encouraging. And we do that every year, and I'm really happy with the turnout this year. And I know everybody was super ecstatic about that, but there are tons of resources, man. And And there's, you know, what's crazy is I did just find a new therapist prior to, I had a therapist before that did two sessions with me and ghosted, but I found this really, really holistic healing type of therapy. And it's not for a religious aspect of it, but it's been a beautiful experience, and they are hard to find. You know,
we discussed in the last segment here, some people actually go to their gynecologist because at least they'll get, you know, again, somebody who will listen, not necessarily be judgmental, maybe refer you to resources. So, yeah, they're licensed specialists in this area, but there are plenty of other people who have training of some sort. I mean, let's take this in a totally different direction for a second here. When you talk about, you know, law enforcement, there's a lot of people that say, look, we want police to be, you know, crime fighters and things like that. But the fact of the matter is they are so often social workers. And right. Sometimes they're the only person that somebody can talk to. So throughout the community, there are different people that you can turn to. Because frankly, we've talked about maybe reaching out to a trusted friend or something. The fact of the matter is sometimes a friend is not the right person to talk to, that their advice might not be the best. You know, when they say, well, just have this shot of Jack Daniels and you'll be fine. That's not helpful.
Well, you got to find somebody that has an unbiased opinion. I think, you know, I can talk to my parents all day, but they have a view of me, you know, they're always going to be supportive and no matter what. But when you find somebody that doesn't know who you are, okay, it doesn't even have to be a stranger. You can see it from the outward looking in. That's the interesting part, because then they can give you advice based on their opinions on how they're feeling about you, rather than knowing you and telling you exactly what you want to hear. You don't want, for recovery mental health issues, you don't want to be told what you want to hear. You want you want more advice than anything. Also, I just want to give a side note. How do you guys wear pants on these things? Because this is like a Zoom call. I am not wearing pants at all. I got a nice sweater on, but okay, sorry.
I'm sorry. Where did you get the impression that there's anybody else here? You're looking at us and you're seeing us from the chest up here. So
you're making an assumption.
Yeah. Although I was talking to Kristen earlier in the hour, and I almost wore the sweatpants that look like jeans, and I was genuinely afraid that Kristen would call me out for, you know, being an old man in sweatpants. So.
Oh, dude, I have a pair of Sweens too. Those sweatpants.
Sweens. Sweens. It's like jorts.
Yep.
God,
yep.
The things I learn here.
Oh man.
Kristen's still back at the, geez, should I wear sweatpants for these things? And,
I'm really thinking about it now. Yeah.
Kristen, let me turn it back on you since we have just a couple of seconds here. Oh, wait, first, who's the friendly furball here?
This is Big Baby Stinks, a.k.a. Buckley. Go ahead and say hello.
Hello. Hi.
This is after a year of being clean, I got a puppy.
Kind of looks like a poodle Airedale. Kinda
oh, he's
black.
He's a golden doodle.
Yeah, a golden doodle.
Yeah,
okay.
he's my son.
Okay, got it. Kristen, I just want to put you on the spot real quick. Yeah, again, so many people come to you. What's your go-to? What's your go-to when you're having a rotten day?
Is it your
boys? Your bike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The physical activity. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, the gym, I started powerlifting. And it just really, as soon as I got into rehab, they had a weight room. And that's pretty much where I spent most of the time, because you know, you got to have something to be addicted to when you're trying to get unaddicted.
At least I know what the alternative is if I ever want to give up the Kit Kat bars in the kitchen.
Huggy,
this was great. Thank you so much. Yeah, really appreciate your honesty. Thank you for reminding people that there's only one of you and that you're a beautiful soul. Thanks,
excellent,
you.
Man. Thanks
great
for
to
having
see
me.
You. All right, Kristen's going to hang around. We're going to talk to Luke Mathers coming up next. Find out what's happening around the civic media empire in just a couple of moments here as we wrap up our conversation for a Thursday on Up North News Radio. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunny skies today with a high of 69. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Lows level off around 49 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 76. Temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Oh, dear. The learning curve for Sam is going to continue. Wisconsin. See, Don, sit down. Not yet. No, Don.
You need to get your Don under control.
I was looking for something, and then I realized I had 20 seconds.
Yeah. See, I draw up a sheet with, you know, bumper music, and I leave some of them open. I always leave the one for Luke open because Aaron usually finds something to ridicule, you know, Mr. Mathers, and he takes it good naturedly. And I left nothing in there, and I should have at least had something as a backup, and I apologize for that. Should we try something, a new walk-up song for Luke, Kristen? Is there anything else we can... Did you ever know that you're my hero?
There's a lot of singing from you today, Pat.
I know. It's a lot of coffee this morning. Hi, Luke. You know, Luke, we still can't hear Luke.
Oh, there we go. Here we go.
Oh, there he is. Hi.
Good morning. How are we doing today? Ooh, I like your Roy Kent
coffee mug.
Look at that. Oi. Yeah. Oi. Nice.
That might have something to do with it. That in a decided lack of sleep, you know. Remember, Huggy was talking about, I can't remember if it was on air or off, that he wakes up at pretty much at 3:09 every morning, you know, even without an alarm. And I've said multiple times here, I often wake up before my alarm now, and I've become such a consistent 3:50 waker-upper, no matter when I go to bed. And I don't want that. I am not in favor of this at all, you know, but... But I also have a friend who works in, you know, early morning TV, and his alarm is set for 2:00. So I'm not going to complain.
Ooh, yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
At least it's a schedule, you know, like it's nice to have consistency because, you know, my job is like you wake up when your phone rings and then you jump out of bed and go deliver a baby.
Yep.
I could not do that. That just being on call like that is that's incredible.
Are you at the same Are you at the same point of my wife where I always worry that I'm going to wake her up, and she always says, unless you can make a sound like my pager, I'm not going to wake up. She'll sleep through anything, but she will hear her. She has never slept through her pager every time. Are you that well? Can you sleep that deeply that only you're, I suppose not, because you have a phone that rings now.
I don't have a pager. I just use my phone.
Okay.
What's a pager?
A lot of doctors still have pagers. Doctors and drug dealers.
Let me tell you.
Pat, you set that up there. It was just floating.
Know,
it was perfect.
And I'd forgotten to set it up by saying there's a reason that there's still pagers out there in the world is that it's a tiny device. It doesn't need much of a signal. So if you're deep in the bowels of a hospital where you may not get a cell phone signal, but a signal will still get to your pager.
Oh no, my mom
it has
was a
more
nurse.
To do with that, not her time as a drug runner.
At all.
Her grandpa was a moonshiner. There's DNA involved. Yeah.
My mom was a nurse, so therefore, when the pager would go off, you would know that you had to get that to mom as quickly as possible when she was on call, because it would be in a random spot in the house sometimes, and it would be like, oh, it's going off. All right, mom's got to go into work now. So
Sherry forgot hers last week sometime, and so it peeped on and off as I'm, you know, it was after the show, but for like a couple of hours, and I just could not leave the desk. There's so much going on, and I thought I showed tremendous restraint. I'm eventually just chucking it into lake with soda. She finally called in, and I'm like, would you please tell me how to turn this off? Because it's just got these, you know, buttons, a green and a red, and it's like, I don't want to do the wrong one. It's like cutting the blue wire instead of the red wire. And of course, what does she say? You could take the battery out. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, that's the one way to turn it off.
Think of this?
Yeah, that's the one way to turn it off.
There are ups and downs to marrying somebody infinitely smarter than you, as you know. Know darn well, Luke.
So Sherry still has a pager?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yes. You need to call her and page her to 867-5309 and see if she falls for it.
Are you kidding me? Do you know how far back that goes?
She won't pay attention. She won't be. No, she'll just look at it and she'll call the number.
She'll totally get it. And back when that was the only thing you had, you couldn't get text messages. You didn't have phones or anything. So we had all kinds of different codes as far as, you know, did I need you to call right away? Or did it, you know, is it just it can wait? Or is it a booty call? No.
Oh, wow.
No.
A little insight to the Kreitlow household right there.
The way you will embarrass yourself just to get a laugh, Kreitlow, it's just not good.
Now he's downplaying it as a joke, Dr. Lyerly.
He's downplaying it. Yeah.
Yeah, we know the truth.
Yeah. Mr. Mathers.
Yeah.
What's new on Town Call?
What's new on Town Call? We've been having some excellent conversations with listeners all across the state of Wisconsin. Yesterday, Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area joining us. We discussed the surprise proposal coming from the Republican lawmakers in the state legislature, trying to, I guess, frame something as an Iowa model for redistricting. And so we covered that, not necessarily the Iowa model itself, if you look into the details, as Mr. Dan Schaefer shared with us on Town Call yesterday. And today we're going to be joined by Professor John Shelton up at UW Green Bay, doing our office hours with the professor on a Thursday afternoon. So excited for that conversation with John later today at 12:15.
Oh, that reminds me, if it's Thursday, are you on with Kristen today?
Kristen Bry? Public Cervix Announcement, yes.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Lyerly will be part of Public Cervix Announcement on As Goes Wisconsin, as she is every Thursday at 11:05, where you can call or text with your medical questions. And I'm sure you're still getting a ton of those.
Lots of questions. And Kristen is getting toward the end of her pregnancy, so things are getting really exciting.
Oh, I'm sure the chatter is, it's like... I was going to say, it's just like a regular checkup with her and oversharing.
She seems to be excited to do it. So I'm happy to answer her questions.
She should be. It's you're a good person to talk to about these things. And you'll then talk to people about their own medical questions. And I have not for the longest time, I run out of time before I get a chance to mention some of the other shows. So I'm just going to interrupt your time right now, Mr. Mathers.
That's what it's here for. That's what it is.
Remind people that coming up next, I mean, this is like this is homeroom for civic media, you know, because so many, not all of them, but so many stations start here. But then everybody goes out to like, you know, math or, you know, geography or Phi Ed. And in this case, you're going out either to Earl Ingram in Waukesha, Green Bay, and Racine, Stu Daniels in the Chippewa Valley, La Crosse, Hayward, and Oshkosh, Chad Holmes in Wausau, Stephanie Miller in Madison, James Jay and the gang in Wisconsin Rapids, and they are all followed by Kristen Bry and As Goes Wisconsin, then the noon news, and then a little thing called Town Call.
Yeah.
Just ahead of Todd Alba at 1 o'clock.
Exactly. So we have a lot of fun. We take over the network at 12:15, and across the Civic Media Network, there's no shortage of things to listen to, like all the excellent weekday programming that you just outlined, Pat. We've also got the Brewers on WISS, WRCE, chasing that NL Central title. So, unfortunately, falling to the Marlins last night, but going to see if they can take care of business and not have to have a 2-2 push later today with an afternoon game. And then we got the Wisconsin Badgers across several different civic media stations. So
there
if
you go.
The Badgers return home trying to shake off that loss against Washington State, you're going to want to tune in 11 a.m. kickoff on several different civic media stations this Saturday.
And through the app as well. Yep. And one more special programming announcement. Crudy is going to be at Oktoberfest in Chippewa Falls tomorrow afternoon. He's going to do the show from Loopy's bar in Chippewa Falls, and then we're going to head over to Oktoberfest after the show. So, Kristen, you're probably traveling. I would love to twirl you around in your dirndl just one time to an accordion.
I would love to join Crudy at Loopy's because that sounds amazing.
That does, doesn't it? All right, you guys, thank you so much.
Not
appreciate
a problem.
It. All right, y'all have a great day. We will see you tomorrow for a Friday morning edition of Up North News Radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there are things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.